This is a special segment about Native American film and media for KBFT Radio on the Boys Fort Reservation. Sit back and enjoy the listen. Kathy Black Brewer and Bob Trench are producers on the film Dodging Bullets. Kathy is an enrolled member of the Blackfeet Nation in Montana, where some of the film was shot. Bob lives here in the Twin Cities. Both were united in their passion about the issues facing Native American people, which are portrayed in this film.
This film is about historical trauma in Indian country. Historical trauma, as we know, has been researched in Indian country, in Black communities, and in the Jewish populations in the world. And we worked with Indian country because I'm from Minnesota. I'm a Prairie Plains guy and have a lot of friends here that are very connected to Indian country. We take the viewer of the film on a trip. We start them at the beginning and kind of, hey, here's what's going on today in Indian country. And then we go back to first contact. We go through treaty rights. We go through current-day issues. It bridges up to current-day issues with the mascot situation, with suicide. And then we end on a very positive note on resilience. And it creates a good timeline, especially for non-natives, to be able to watch this film and see it, because it creates some of the things they know about, but they may still think Columbus was a good guy. They may not even know about the boarding school era. So it's really important to bring those issues in front of them to get to the end of the film and talk about resilience and survival.
And I'd like to capitalize on that. So often we hear people say they just need to get over it. Well, I think first we need to recognize and we need to educate, and then we can begin to move forward. And that's what Bob has done in this film.
Bob and Kathy wanted to capture the resiliency of the people they interviewed, along with some of the challenges they faced.
With Indian people, it's been our culture that has sustained us, and that's a huge resiliency piece for us. And resiliency is about still being here, still managing the day-to-day stuff, even though that it may not look as healthy as we want it to be, but it's being able to get up and go to school. And it's be able to get up and have a job. And it's be able to honor and know and embrace who you are.
When I started working on the film, I used to call it survivorship. And as I worked in Indian country and started to talk to people and become friends with people in Indian country, I learned that that term is actually resilience. Resilience is a much better term than survivorship.
Because we don't want to just survive. We want to thrive. You know, and we want to be better than we've ever been before, not just hanging on.
Bob Trench didn't want to use any stock footage. Instead, he relied on leaders in the community to talk about how historical trauma plays out today in real time.
The film is all based on storytelling, and storytelling, of course, is very, very important in Indian country. Clyde Bellicourt comes on. He's one of the founders of AIM. He comes on, and he talks about first contact and really lays out the message good. So you're listening to real people today talking to you about issues in the past. You're not sitting and watching a Ken Burns film with pictures going by and voiceovers in the background. You're actually seeing real people, and not just in interview sessions being filmed, but actually people talking to other people in front of groups and crowds. It creates a lot of realism to the film.
Thanks for tuning in to our special series about Native American film. This story was brought to you by the Net Lake Radio Project and the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund of Minnesota.